Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. And joining me today is my lovely wife, Ren. Thank you for coming back on the pod.
Hell yeah. Of course. It's lovely to be back. We're talking about a topic that I'm very familiar with today.
Oh, me too. Trust me.
Oof. Ooh, you made more coffee?
Second coffee of the day. Let's go. Literally, like a couple months ago, I was like, I'm going to stop drinking coffee. And then now I'm drinking 2 cups a day.
Oh, I need that.
So.
That sounds so nice.
It's fine.
I'm having a really hard focus day.
Oh, well, good. You'll have a coffee after this.
True.
So today we're going to be talking about people pleasing and how we both used to be former people pleasers, but we have shifted our perspective and our outlook and our way of doing things recently to look out for our needs first and mm-hmm. not to just make decisions based on, am I going to be liked?
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually a trauma response.
Oh.
Yeah. People pleasing. It's a trauma response. Did you know that?
Mm.
Do you see?
I just now think of it and I'm like, Mm-hmm.
Do you see why it would be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was little, I craved attention. I didn't get enough attention when I was little. And
yeah. And also, like, when we're young, we require attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in order for us to survive, our child brains are like, we need to, like, develop some sort of, like, coping strategy or something in order to be, in order to have our needs met. And that people pleasing is one of the things that our child brains start to develop when we aren't getting some sort of, you know, response or attention that we need from our parental figures or whoever is, like, taking care of us.
Yeah, for me, it was kind of like, I don't know if you watched the previous episode that we did when we were on here, but I talked a lot about joint pain, and going through that really helped me, like, not be a people pleaser anymore. It was kind of like an onion, like, there's layers. And, like, the first layer was, like, I thought the core of it was the fear of doing something wrong. Like, I always wanted to, like, always wanted to be my best, and I could never be wrong.
Yeah.
For anyone, or else I'd be like, oh my God, people would hate me.
Yeah.
Like, if I did something wrong, people would hate me. I thought that was the core of it.
I literally have the same thing, or yeah. I had the same thing, like, growing up. I was like, and I still experience, like, the struggle of, like, needing to be right all the time and needing to look good so that other people perceive me as, like, a good person, so that I can be well liked, so that I can, like, succeed in my life. But that's not how it works out here, like, in the universe, like, especially when we're on our healing path and our spiritual path and we're trying to shift our main operating system from ego to spirit, right? Because people pleasing comes from the ego, right?
Yeah, and, like, when we say ego, it's not bad. Like,
no.
It's not bad, because I feel like there's a lot of, like, stigma around ego. Like, people think it's really bad and stuff like that. And it's like, no, it's not. Like, everyone has it. And, like, everyone's ego is different because of how you respond as a child and growing up and the habits that you got into and the thought patterns that you developed. Like, that is kind of what develops your ego as well. And I think it's really good to confront it and be like, okay, what's behind this? So, like, the fear of doing something wrong, I thought that's what it stemmed from. And then I peeled it back even more. And I was like, oh, do I not feel, like, good enough? And then I was like, ooh, that's the core of it. That's the core of it, is not feeling good enough. Because, like, I feel like if I have the fear of doing something wrong, like, nothing is wrong if you're prioritizing yourself.
Period.
Period.
You're never doing something quote unquote wrong as long as you have, like, as long as you're, like, listening to your intuition and putting your needs first and putting yourself first.
The thing that's wrong is if you're not loyal to yourself, if you listen to your needs and you still don't do your needs, that's, like, you're doing wrong towards yourself. But if you're like doing something that's maybe wrong towards someone else's point of view, it's wrong. It's like, no, if you were sticking to your word and you truly believe what you said and what you did and what you love, then you weren't doing anything wrong.
Yeah, literally. And I love that you pointed out the fact that like a lot of people think of ego as like this really bad thing. And yeah, like we are looking to, you know, shift how we go about things from ego to spirit,
mm-hmm.
meaning like we don't always choose to listen to the ego, but we have to hear it out to a certain extent first. And we have to like give the ego the attention it needs, kind of thing, until in order for it to kind of fade in the background. This is what I've learned recently, is that you have to like, you know, acknowledge the ego. The ego wants to be acknowledged. So acknowledge it. Try not to ignore it, because ignoring it just like literally like makes it come back even harder.
To me, the ego needs the most love out of anything. Like something that's really helped me in terms of like doing what I want to do and having the confidence and having the self-love towards me is that I stopped like fighting my ego. I stopped like being mad at my ego. I was like, okay, girl, we're feeling this way today. Like, we're feeling a little fiery. Like, okay, slay, like be fiery today. And then tomorrow we'll like resume programming. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, love it, give it the attention that it needs. And once you love it, that's when it starts to be like, oh, okay, wait, I don't need to think this way anymore. I don't need to have my human think this way. And so
I don't need to be in control all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so that's when I started giving it so much love and accepting it, that's when it started to fade into the background. And now when it comes up and I'm like, oh, like, for example, say like I was like, oh, why am I jealous of this person? Then it's like, okay, that's a part of my ego. Where does this stem from? Like, where did my ego learn this? Okay, I learned this from when I was really little and I was jealous of this person, blah, blah, blah. And then it just built on from there, that whenever someone is good at this thing, I'm jealous of them. That's just like an example.
Yeah.
But like by going through that thought process, you're like, oh, okay, so I'm going to send a lot of love to my like younger self that first originally started collecting that habit loop.
Yeah.
And once you recognize that, it starts to slowly dim away. And then you realize when you feel the feeling again a really long time after, you're like, whoa, I haven't felt that feeling in so long. Like, we were out in Toronto and I got really anxious and I was like, started to freak out a little bit. Like, my heartbeat was like beating and really like really fast. And I was like, oh my God, like it's kind of hard for me to breathe right now. And I was like, this feeling is so foreign. And I was like, hold on, I haven't felt anxiety in so long. Like, that's kind of awesome that this feeling feels foreign to me.
That's fucking nice.
Right? And so, yeah, that's kind of how the ego slowly starts to like fade away and stuff, is just by like being like, okay, where did this start from? Let me send a lot of love to that particular thing and let me keep working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. At the end of the day, when someone people pleases, you're serving the ego, right?
It's like putting other people first before you. That's kind of what it is. It's like we're kind of taught in this society that like you can't be selfish. And I'm like, okay, what does selfish mean? Because if you're prioritizing yourself, that's not being selfish to me. That is self-love to me.
Yeah.
And I fucking like appreciate people who prioritize themselves.
Yeah, and prioritizing yourself doesn't mean you are sending hate towards other people. Like, it
exactly.
doesn't, like, prioritizing yourself doesn't mean that you're loving anyone any less.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that you're loving them more, because the more you love yourself, the more you love other people in return.
Period.
But if you are doing things solely so that people look at you a certain way, then in a way you're changing, like you're trying to like control something that you can't actually control. You're mm-hmm. trying to control how someone else responds to something. You're trying to control that. So in a way, I don't know, is that serving the other person? I don't know, like, you're not being genuine to yourself. So I don't think it's ever serving anyone when you're not being genuine to yourself.
I just, like, thought of something that, like, is the really core root to people pleasing for me, is something that helped me, like, for example, with work. I am in the film industry. I am really passionate about it. I really cared about how, because I'm working with men who are 40s and up. They've been in this industry longer than I've been born. And so, like, their opinions about me, like, used to matter so much to me.
Of course.
That, like, I would, like, overthink everything that I would talk to them about. Even if it was just like, oh, how's your day going? My day's going great. Blah, blah, blah. Those kinds of conversations, I was, like, getting in my head about them.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, like, oh my God, like, I overthink a lot. Like, that's kind of what another core thing of people pleasing was to my story, was, like, me personally, was I overthink?
Yeah, you were overthinking everything.
I was overthinking everything.
I still do.
I'm learning not to.
I'm learning not to. yeah.
It's hard. It's a really hard habit loop, especially because we've been doing it ever since we were really little.
Yeah.
Like, really little. I can remember back to, like, before I was 5 years old, I was doing that. And so now I'm 26 and it's like, ooh, that's a lot of years that I need to unravel.
Yeah.
Like, I just started, like, I just became a recovered people pleaser. Still recovering.
Recovering.
But yeah, so if you tend to overthink a lot, something that has helped me is after I have a conversation and say, I'm like, oh my God, like, did I say something wrong? Oh my God. Just thinking, you know what? That person is not even thinking about that conversation. That person is onto something else in their life. That is something that really helped me. I have a really good friend at work, and I'd, like, go and tell him my conversation that I had. And he goes, I guarantee you, that person is not thinking about that right now because he has way too much on his plate. And I was like, you are so right. And so that, like, humbling, like, energy that my friend gave me, I really took in for, like, the rest of my conversations, till eventually I was like, I was just really overthinking it.
Yeah. It's so fucked up how we are all conditioned to be so insecure about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, other people and society have planted all these beliefs in us for their benefit, or maybe it wasn't intentional. But regardless, we have to, like,
reflected themselves.
Yeah.
The things that people put on us when we're little, it reflects how they feel about themselves.
Period.
And so now we're unraveling that.
And now we have to unlearn all those things. There's a metaphor about, like, the garden. And, you know, as we were growing up, our garden was mainly planted by the environment around us, like our family, our, you know, kids at school, friends, blah, blah, blah. And they planted what kind of plants would go in our garden. Mm. So now, as we're adults, we get to look back at our garden and see, oh, there's a weed that I do not want in there. So I'm going to pluck that out and I'm going to plant a new thought or a new seed of belief or a new mindset.
That's a tea.
Yeah.
I'm going to plant tomatoes.
I'm going to plant zucchini.
I'm really tall corn.
Ooh.
I want corn. And It's cone. Okay, wait. I was going to say something. People pleasing comes down to also just not trusting ourselves, right? It's like not trusting.
I got to think about it for a second.
People pleasing all the time comes down to not trusting our intuition and our word. And I think a way that I've been healing that is being like, okay, this was my initial response to something. I'm going to honor that. Like, that was my initial response to something for a reason. And if it feels good to me, I don't need to overthink it.
Yeah,
I can just honor myself.
Yeah. And then in those times where, like, because I feel like when we go through situations, we have two different initial responses. We have the intuitive, and then we have the, like, habit loop that we're, like, we've been in that can be ego, can be anxiety, can be all of that. Fear. It's all looped in as one thing. If we think about the situation like afterwards and we still feel good about it, then that's our intuitive response. But if we feel like, oh, like I could have done this differently, but then you own up to it, like that is also like valid, you know? And that's also breaking a loop pattern that people have.
Yeah, like if you noticed you made a decision based out of fear or based out of your ego's need, like if you notice that and recognize that, that's a really fucking huge step.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a win in itself. And, you know, the next step would be like, okay, cool. Like, how am I going to rewrite this pattern? How am I going to rewrite this story? Like, how will I act differently in the future? And just not judging yourself for the way you acted, just giving yourself more love and compassion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we all can give ourselves more love and compassion. I truly believe that the whole time that I'm on this earth, like, I'm going to just be growing my love for myself. Like, I'm going to keep unraveling things, like, until the end of time. Like,
yeah.
The biggest thing that helped me was the affirmation, I am gentle with myself today. Because as you're learning to put yourself first and focus on your needs and your priorities, and as you're starting to unloop that people pleaser like mindset and develop that love for yourself, it can be like a slower process. Like it's not night and day. So yeah. It's like if you do really well one day and then the next day it's like, oh man, like I'm overthinking again, like, oh my God. Well, it's like, it's okay. Be gentle with yourself.
That's
like,
so normal.
Just be like, okay, wait, but I did so well yesterday. And that shows that I'm getting better. And I know that I'm getting better. And speaking it in the present tense is also very important because it also tells your mind and your body like, okay, I am doing this. I am gentle with myself. And next time I will just remember who I am, how much I love myself, and I'll lead with that.
Hell yeah. I love that. Yeah. I think we could all like use that mantra in our everyday lives. Like, I am gentle with myself today. Just waking up and like, sometimes I'll have an intention for the day. I have intentions for everything. Same. Even when I smoke weed, when I pop a shroom.
When I'm doing work.
There's always an intention. Like, I always, like, I choose to have an intention because then, and I said this on my Instagram story the other day, when you say out loud or you think to yourself an intention before you do something, then you're that much more likely to receive that outcome that you want from it because you speak it into the universe. You just say, I am looking for this in this.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe will do its thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
I think at the end of the day, what people pleasing is you're living your life for someone else.
Mm.
You're living your life to please someone else. You are creating your self-worth based on how people perceive you, which is a really exhausting cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting to feel like you always have to be perfect for everyone else. You're defining your worth based on other people and how other people react to you. Whereas at the end of the day, you can't fucking control that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot even control that shit. Even if your intention is, okay, I'm gonna like do this so that this person like looks at me a certain way, you can't even control that they're gonna even look at you in that way. And most likely, they're gonna pick up on the sense that you're trying to please them, and that gives them power over you.
That's a T.
Oof. And that's how you could get manipulated really fucking easily if someone doesn't have the best intentions for you.
Yeah.
But if you do this, like, trust me, we both fucking do this. And we've acknowledged that we do this and we're working through it. But every day is a challenge.
It is.
But it's okay if you do this, and if you want to keep doing it, all the power to you. But I like to just talk about how we have so much power and we have so much more control over our lives than we think we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's kind of like what this podcast is. It's like reclaiming our power and being like, My success is not based on other people's perception of me. My success is based on how good and fulfilled I feel about myself and my life.
Slay.
Slay.
Ooh. Shit.
I'm sweating.
You are sweating.
I'm like dripping.
You got milk coming out of your armpit.
It's the natural deodorant.
I learned that a lot of the times humans live in the past or the future, and sometimes both at once. And so once I learned that, and I think I learned that in a book called Unwinding Anxiety, because anxiety, you're either living in the past or you're living in the future.
Exactly.
And I noticed for me, being a people pleaser, I had so much anxiety that, like, after I would have a conversation with someone or I'd do something for someone, I'd be like, oh my gosh, did I do that well enough? Oh my gosh, are they going to want me to talk to them in the future? Like, I'm living in both the future and the past. And something that I learned after reading that book, totally check it out. Don't remember who wrote it. I'm sorry, doctor, but it's called Unwinding Anxiety. I learned that, like, after a situation happens and when I notice that I'm going in that habit loop, be like, okay, but what's happening right now? What's happening right now? Okay. The conversation happened. It's over. What's happening right now?
You're taking a shit.
Period. Like, I asked myself, why am I making up future scenarios when they most likely won't even happen?
We are constantly creating imaginary stories. We're excellent storytellers, by the way.
Oh my God.
We should all be screenplay writers with the amount of stories that we write about our lives that aren't even true.
True. Like, yeah. And I realized once I was creating these stories in my head and creating how people feel about me in my head when they never felt that way at all towards me, I was like, girl, I'm exhausted. Like, why am I putting so much of my energy, like, into these thoughts when it's not even happening? I'm going to bed right now. Why am I thinking of what Melissa thought of our conversation, like, that we had when it was just small talk? Like, why am I thinking of that? Like, no, like, Melissa, like, probably doesn't even remember my name. Like, I don't need to, like, put my energy towards that. Like, and that is something that really helped me, is just learning to live in the present moment. Okay, what am I doing right now? That's what I need to focus on. Not these situations that I am making up in my head or that I'm trying to really overthink what happened in the past. Because that's done. If it's still bothering me a week later, then maybe I'll bring something up to someone else and get their opinion on it. And if their opinion is like, girl, like, why are you thinking about that? Like, it's normal, which Kira has done that to me. For me a lot.
We do that for each other all the time.
And then it's like, okay, I don't even need to, like, confront that person anymore because they probably don't even remember the conversation that we had.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if, like, I get your opinion, you're like, oh, maybe say something, like, you know, then I'll bring it up to them, and most of the time they're like, oh, like, I didn't even think that. And I'm like,
like, why? Oh, shit, I've been up till 4 a.m. thinking about that. Why did I lose so much sleep over that?
Period.
You know what I mean?
Once I started living in the present moment, and again, that takes time. I'm still learning to do that.
We will still be learning till we're dead.
Yeah. Period.
Because that's probably one of the hardest things to master, is like living in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because as humans, we are conditioned and are just wired to be thinking all the time.
Especially because we have all of these things stimulating us. It's like we're always thinking about things, whereas, like, those are just living in the past or the future. And what we need to do right now is live in the present moment. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Also prioritizing yourself.
And prioritizing your energy, safeguarding your energy and conserving it. Because what I was realizing that I was doing And this also comes into overthinking and people pleasing and having anxiety, is it takes up a lot of your energy.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we all drink 5 coffees a day, because we can't fucking stay awake with the amount of thoughts and stimulation and busyness that's mm-hmm. going on in our heads.
It's so exhausting.
So if you want to have more energy, try and start prioritizing your peace of mind above anything else. And mm-hmm. things that really help with this is like getting off social media, going in nature, exercising, meditating,
journaling, writing poetry, doing a puzzle,
going
to a yoga class,
hanging out with your friends and just being in the moment and not going on your phone. Like, try and just incorporate more things like that in your day so that you can because that brings you straight into the present moment, right?
There's so much so much negativity around people pleaser. It's like, it's valid.
It's like, so valid if you are a people pleaser. So many people are like this, and it's not your fault.
And people are like, don't be a people pleaser. It's like, girl, if you found safety within yourself being a people pleaser, good for you for like prioritizing your safety. And if you're at the point where you're like, okay, like I'm done doing this for other people and it's time to like move on from the people pleasing state, then like finding safety within yourself by prioritizing yourself, living in the present moment, like that is enough.
There are things you can do to work past that. But if you still feel safe being in a people pleasing mindset, like that's valid too. Like maybe you're not ready to get over, like to work through that. Like maybe that's still serving you. And who are we to tell you that it's not? You know, at the end of the day, like my content, and this is kind of off topic, but my content and my podcast and my TikToks, these are all things that I have learned that have helped me heal and grow as a human being. But if you're not ready for the lesson, or if you're not ready for the message, or if you don't even resonate with it, that's fine. Like, I am not one to like force opinions on other people. I just put them out there in case they resonate.
Yeah. Which is valid as well.
Yeah. You know, because I feel like when one person's going through something and working through something, it really fucking helps to hear someone else's story. Like, that's why social media is so amazing right now, is because we get all those different perspectives. Whereas like if I had like a podcast or a platform or someone's channel where like they gave advice or like even just, you know, things that have helped them in their healing process, like I would have loved to hear that when I started this whole thing. And that's why I started this. Anyways, I just felt like I needed to say that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Another thing I wanted to mention is when I was in like the height of my people pleasing era, I found that I was really frustrated a lot of the time. And something that I learned while getting out of people pleasing was to release that emotion, because like, and we've learned recently that as humans, like, well, for example, look at animals when they need to get out their energy and stuff like that and their frustrations and stuff, they have like twitches, they like move their body, they run, like they just get the energy out of them. And I started doing that as I was getting out of my people pleasing. And I feel like that would be really helpful to know while I was in it.
Yeah.
Because then I would have walked out to like a forest and just screamed my head off. I would have shook my body so like aggressively just to get everything out. You know what I mean? And I really wanted to share that because I feel like that is so important to not keep emotions built in, because girl, I was the queen of keeping everything inside. Now, I can't keep anything inside now.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and so thank you. And like that took a lot of time and growth, but yeah, when I was in the people pleasing, like in high school and stuff, I wish that I knew that. I kind of knew that. I would run a lot.
You played soccer.
I played soccer. That released all of it like naturally and stuff like that. Still, like when I would get home, I would go on runs because I would be frustrated with like at home and like, you know, with school and like all of that stuff. But I was doing it subconsciously. But now that I know consciously what it does, oh my God, like I would do more. And I think that's really important to release it out of your body. If you're frustrated that you did something for someone and they didn't appreciate it, fucking take it out on your pillow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's not harming anyone by like hitting the shit out of your pillow or like punching your couch or like sprinting outside and screaming at the same time while shaking your body. It's not harming anyone. It's you being a human, letting out the emotions that you need to let out. And that is perfectly fine.
Yeah, I've recently learned about this. And actually what it's called is like the stress response cycle. So what you were just talking about is the completion, the last step of the stress response cycle. I don't know all of the different steps, but I know that, you know, if you have a lot of anxiety, if you experience a lot of stress, which is everyone, by the way, you need to be able to complete that cycle. Like you said, animals do this. They shake their body. Like, let's say, you know, they're in danger. They're about to get eaten by a larger animal that's preying upon them. And let's say they survive. There's three options: fight, flight, and freeze. Fighting and fleeing, those are both ways to complete the stress response cycle because you're doing something with your body. However, a lot of us are in the habit of freezing, and that's okay. And that's valid. But if we freeze, that's when we keep it all inside. And so things that you can do to complete the stress response cycle, all of those things that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Also, I learned from a podcast, kissing someone or hugging someone for like a certain amount of time.
And kissing for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Or doing like I shared this on my TikTok, the dead bug pose. It's a yoga pose, but it's basically going on your back and fucking flailing your arms and legs and your whole body and shaking your whole body while like, you know, exhaling with a lot of sound.
Ooh, that sounds really like relieving.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to be able to release that stuff from your body because if you don't, it gets stuck. It gets stuck in your body.
Yeah.
And it could form as a physical illness or ailment.
Yeah, I definitely, like I told you, I was the queen of keeping shit inside. And I believe that that was one of the causes for my chronic joint pain that I just recently like went through. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that in itself is kind of like freeze mode because I wasn't telling anyone about it. I wasn't telling anyone like the shit that I went through. Never told anyone like anything that happened in my life until I literally met Kira. And for me, I feel like I literally, when you said that, I was like, that's kind of like what freezing means to me, is not letting it out and just keeping it inside. And I can now say like releasing it is like the best thing that I've ever experienced in my life.
Fuck yeah. So proud of you.
Thank you.
Like healthy anger release is so underrated and so not talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Letting out anger, because a lot of people like look at anger as like a bad thing, a negative thing, right? And of course it is. If it's directed towards someone else, then you might be harming someone else. But releasing your anger in a way that just, you know, it helps you, and so that you don't lash out on someone else or yourself.
If you are wanting to navigate out of the people pleasing like mindset or habit loop, I think it's really important to note that every feeling that you're feeling is valid. Get your frustrations out. And if you still feel the need to confront the person, then do it. Really love every word that you're saying. And that is enough, period. At the end of the day, you are enough. You are valid in everything that you're feeling. And you are gentle with yourself.
you're a fucking badass.
Yes.
You're a fucking powerful, strong ass motherfucking human bitch.
Slay.
You are a starseed.
Yes.
You came to this earth for a purpose. You are not here for any random reason.
No.
You have something to do on this earth, and it's fucking amazing and powerful.
Yes, period.
All right, man. Whew! That was a great chat.
Oh my God, yeah.
I love having these chats with you.
Me too. I love like going through something and talking about it. Just know that y'all are not alone. If you experience anything that we talked about in this podcast, you got two people right here that can relate to you. And just keep sending yourself so much love because you deserve it.
Yeah. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, if you need a sign, if you need some encouragement, which I've fucking needed lately, is just some encouragement to keep going and keep doing what I want to be doing and following my heart and my intuition. Like, this is your sign. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep facing your true north. Keep facing your purpose. Stay on track. Stay in your own lane. And you got this.
Yeah. You got this.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thank you so much, Ren, for coming on my pod.
Thanks for having me.
And let me know if there's anything else you want me/me and Ren to talk about. Please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you want, in the comment section, like where you leave the review, write down what you want to hear next. Or you can also comment under this video.
Yes. And, oh, so I have an artist named Lavrin, and I'm releasing an EP this fall.
Hey.
So you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at What's Up Lavrin and tune in for that.
I don't know if y'all are ready for this. There's a lot of music.
Gay bops, and I'm excited.
Get ready for the gay bops.
Woo!
All right, guys. I will see you next week. Have a lovely week. Mwah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Mwah. Be gentle with yourself.